WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Thursday, demanding investigation. I'm Elliot Francis. The Electoral College will vote today to confirm the next U.S. president, with some electors being urged to change their minds. Bob Costantini reports.
The Electoral College will put Donald Trump in the White House. On NBC's Meet the Press, Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose emails were hacked and released slowly leading up to Election Day, saying the nation should be alarmed.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
What President-elect Trump said is ridiculous is this idea that it was meant to help him become president of the United States. There is no evidence of that.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Senator John McCain urging Congress to form a select committee to investigate Russia's interference in the election. He told CNN State of the Union Sunday that the U.S. needs to find out just exactly what happened. I'm Elliot Francis. In Aleppo, Syria, the evacuation of civilians and the wounded has been marred by problems. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
The evacuations resumed again late Sunday, but the situation remained tense. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power deplored the situation in Syria.
The reports of attacks on fleeing civilians are horrifying. Firing upon weak, starving, and wounded civilians, disappearing men and boys, forcing others to join the regime's forces on the front lines. These are despicable acts.
The UN Security Council is set to meet again here in New York later today. They'll vote on a resolution demanding that UN observers be allowed to monitor evacuations in Aleppo. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
A nearly four-day ban on drinking tap water in Corpus Christi, Texas has been lifted. This after tests showed no contamination from a chemical leak in the city last Wednesday. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Members of the Electoral College will be casting their votes for president today.
The votes cast by the electors are the ones that really elect the president, according to political scientist Quentin Kidd.
The vote that happened in early November, where we all went and cast our votes, that was really advisory as far as the founders were concerned.
But Kidd says many states, including Maryland and Virginia, now have laws requiring electors to vote according to the will of the residents. Electors who break that law are called unfaithful electors. And while there will likely be more of them than in years past,
I don't think we're going to see nearly enough to overturn the results of the election.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
At least 22 people were rescued after 16 sailboats overturned during part of a sailing event in the Severn River off Annapolis yesterday afternoon. Those rescued range in age from 16 to 70. All were pulled from the water unharmed. It all happened around 2:30 yesterday when the wind started gusting and the water turned rough. The boats that overturned were part of a Severn Sailing Association event, and that many of those who were thrown overboard were wearing wetsuits. 2016 will be remembered for a lot of things, and in Montgomery County, a special celebration takes place tonight to honor some extraordinary residents.
The crowd has risen to their feet, watching Ledecky and what could be another incredible record-breaking race.
Five-time Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky will be among the Olympians with ties to Montgomery County being honored at a public celebration tonight, being led by County Executive Ike Leggett.
The important thing for us to do is to recognize them and not try to do something at a time that will be conflicting with so many other schedules.
Leggett says the county has created a Sports Hall of Fame and will induct Ledecky, fellow swimmer Jack Conger, canoeist Ashley Nee, and wrestler Helen Maroulis. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,843, the Nasdaq at 54.37. Sports, the Wizards get 41 points from Bradley Beal as they beat the Clippers. College basketball, Howard wins. NFL, the Giants and Cowboys win. The Ravens beat the Eagles, and the Redskins host the Panthers tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's heading through town. Construction crews you need to watch for if you're using DC 295. They're in the northbound direction at Benning Road and taking away a lane. No delay, so you will be coming up on that at speed. No work crews on the southbound at 295 as you push past Benning Road down toward the 11th Street Bridge. That looks good. Quiet each direction on the southeast southwest freeway. Here we go around the Capitol Beltway. Virginia, Maryland, you're off to a great start. No early troubles to report on 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running some colder air in now. Rain's done and so's the wind. The wind will continue to back down through the morning hours. Clouds eventually to some sunshine. Temperatures mid to upper 30s all day. Overnight tonight, decreasing clouds, 25. Colder suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Stafford, 28 in Germantown, 33 degrees in Washington. Actress and glamour icon Zsa Zsa Gabor has died at age 99. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 5:07, and it's Washington's Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler. Brian and Larry have the morning off. We are joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Rick. How are you this morning?
I am great. It is Electoral College Monday.
It's so exciting. This is like Christmas early.
Well, you know, it could be a little delay in Christmas if people get their way.
No, stop.
Well, Representative Don Beyer's been kicking up a fuss, and he's calling for a delay in the Electoral College. What's that all about? We saw him yesterday on the talk shows. We'll be talking to him coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Well, that'll be very exciting. I'm going to have a thing or two to say to him.
Also this morning, we'll talk to Trevor Maddich with the Redskins, of course, playing tonight on Monday Night Football, Carolina Panthers. So we'll get the preview from Trevor. We're going to talk with Jim Carafano later on this morning, talk to him about the whole situation with Russia. Of course, we saw the president's news conference on Monday where he said he told Putin to cut it out.
He also threatened to tell his mother on him.
That's great. The president claimed that he did cut it out. But Mary, somebody else up top that was a victim of some of these leaks, she said the hacking didn't stop.
We're never going to find out the truth. When they stop blaming each other, maybe they'll actually look in the mirror and figure out what happened.
No, Donna Brazile came out and said that the hacking continued right up to the election. So a lot of sniping going on between the Democrats right now. And Huma Abedin, one of the latest in the blame game as to why Hillary didn't win.
It's lovely. This, don't you just want to make a big bag of popcorn and sit back and watch it all happen? It's fantastic.
Oh, it is an amazing...
Love it.
It's just amazing that they can't let it go.
Well, no, they have to go through this process. They have to go through this process. It's important that they go through this process. They have to do a postmortem. Every election, every campaign goes through a postmortem, whether they won or lost. It's really important you sit down and do that. They're still going through their 7 stages of grief. I think they're still in shock and denial, and they'll eventually come to acceptance. It'll take a while, but it will happen. And the Democrats are very smart. They will figure this out. They are very smart, and they are very good campaigners, and they're much better at it than the Republicans. And they will figure it out, and they will shift their message. Mark my words. It may take a while, but when this is all done, they will.
Has anybody moved to Canada yet? Have we had any confirmations on any of the celebs, any of the people who have threatened to leave? Did anybody ever leave?
Actually, funnily enough, I saw a piece on Fox, maybe, where Canada, they actually asked that question. I think it was on Fox over the weekend. And not one celebrity has applied for citizenship, but 27, they said 27 Americans connected with the whole Trump presidency as their protest have applied to move to Canada. Now, I don't know how they know that. I don't know if that's part of their questionnaire, like, why? And they said Trump. But 27 Americans have applied for citizenship, apparently, because Trump became president.
Well, they lost hope. Now, we've heard the hope and change theme throughout the last 8 years of the Obama presidency. Michelle Obama is appearing with Oprah Winfrey tonight. And Michelle Obama, in the clip that's been released, that sort of preview clip, this is what Michelle Obama had to say about hope.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know, hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes.
Mike, can you play the first line of that again where she does that and that? It's the emotion that goes along with it. It's that snarkiness in there.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know, hope is necessary.
You get the idea. I mean, there's a little bit of feistiness in there.
Well, they live in liberal elitism. They live in a world where they truly believe they are the smartest people in the room. For liberalism to work, they have to convince those of us who are on the bottom of the pile that they truly know better than the rest of us, because then we will gleefully ask them to do things like take over our health care. Could you manage my health care for me? Because I'm just too stupid to do it for myself. You know so much better than me. And they really believe that. I think they've bought their own press. And so that's not surprising that that snarkiness comes through. However, I don't know about you, Rick, but I love to tell some of my liberal friends, the ones who I know can handle it, I'll say to them, boy, you know what? For the first time, I know what you guys were talking about. No, wait, I have hope for change. Now I know what you were talking about.
We heard Michelle Obama. How about Donald Trump's response? Now, she picked at him, but here's what Donald Trump had to say.
Michelle Obama said yesterday that there's no hope. But I assume she was talking about the past, not the future, because I'm telling you, we have tremendous hope, and we have tremendous promise and tremendous potential. We are going to be so successful as a country again. We are going to be amazing.
All right, so that's Donald Trump's response. And he continued, and this is what I found to be very interesting. I think he was very gracious in the way he handled this. Now, he's in front of one of his rally crowds here, okay? This is not in a, you know, a small room, or this is not in a one-on-one interview. He's in front of a rally crowd, so you know how he gets around those crowds. But listen to what he had to say.
I actually think she made that statement not meaning it the way it came out. I really do, because I met with President Obama and Michelle Obama in the White House. My wife was there. She could not have been nicer. I honestly believe she meant that statement in a different way than it came out, because I believe there is tremendous hope, and beyond hope, we have such potential.
I thought he was just very, very gracious.
I thought it was very classy, and isn't it nice to see some class coming back into the White House? You know, it might be interesting to find out what people are hopeful for. Like, what are you hopeful for? 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Do you have hope for this administration? And because I know I do. I'm so excited because I do have hope. And part of what I hope for is I really hope the economy turns around. My husband and I were hammered in the last 8 years income-wise. We can't continue going down the road we're going on with working longer hours and making less money every year. So that's my hope for this administration, is that they jumpstart this economy again and they get jobs back and people can start paying more instead of making less money. We actually move forward. So that's my hope for this administration. I thought maybe we can find out. Are we crazy, Rick? Are you and I crazy for actually having hope for this administration?
You know, there's 62.9 million other people in this country who voted for Donald Trump. So there is hope among that 62 million, I think. And if you're one of them, you can give us a call. 888-630-WMAL. What are you hoping for in the new administration? Is it how we look to the rest of the world? Is it tightening up our foreign policy? Is it our inner cities? Is it crime? Is it immigration? What are you hopeful for? Give us a call. 888-630-9625. It is 5:15, and it is time for WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not too much to tell you on the traffic front, which is always a fantastic thing. Around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, good start. Maryland 95, Virginia 95 without any early troubles. Do you have work crews I want you to watch for if you're using DC 295 northbound at Benning Road? They're still doing that road work. They were there typically until 6:30, so do watch. In that stretch, they take away the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Sunshine and clouds today with a high of 37. Not quite as breezy as it was over the weekend. For tonight, clouds. We'll have lows about 25 for tomorrow. Mostly sunshine with a highs of 42. Clear tomorrow night, then sunshine on Wednesday. We'll be in the upper 40s. Thursday, some clouds, and we'll be in the upper 40s to low 50s on Thursday. Outside in Washington, 33 degrees, 5:16 on WMAL.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. ValleyGuns2, that's the number 2.com.
It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is with us.
Yes.
And we'd like to hear from you about hope. We've heard Michelle Obama losing hope. Keith in Winchester joins us. Keith, good morning. How you doing?
Hoping for is at least 6 more months. That's amazing amount of schadenfreude we're all feeling. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been abused by the liberals for 8 years, and payback is just wonderful, isn't it?
I am so enjoying. You have no idea, Keith, and I'm a little cautious. I don't know about you. I'm a little cautious because I don't want to be a little too loud in my jumping up and down. I don't want to be too giddy about the entire thing. However, because I'm afraid, I don't know about you, but I am so afraid based on Republicans' past actions that they will somehow snatch defeat from the jaws of victory again. And I'm going to be sadly disappointed. You know, I'm going to be let down again by them. So I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic. How's that? What are you hopeful for, Keith? What do you want to see them change? What are you looking for?
Honestly, I'm really impressed by what I'm seeing. For example, the whole brouhaha over energy, finding out if something is actually authorized and getting rid of all the stuff that's just purely ideological. Just, you know, do what the law allows and no more. That's so refreshing.
And that's probably going to happen because you know that the media, the Democrats, and a lot of the Republicans are going to watch Trump like a hawk. He puts one foot out of line and they are going to be all over him. He will not get away with 1/90th of what Obama got away with.
And that's all I could hope for.
At least you're keeping the bar low. That's good to see.
Keith, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
appreciate
Keith.
It. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. After 8 years of the Obama hope and change, new administration, what are you hopeful for? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. Tell us what you think. Hannah's on the line, also from Winchester. Hannah, how are you, and what are you hopeful for?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I am calling to show the reason of my hope in Trump becoming a president. I am from Egypt. I came to this country and I became a citizen many, many years ago. And my hope is I can become safe again, that's the reason why I left Egypt in first place. And finally, I have a president in here who will make everyone safe again from all of the atrocities that have been happening to many Americans in here. And I would love American people to see that is the Trump administration, because safety is very important, not just to me, but to my family.
Yeah, that was something that I agree with you 100%. This idea, and I think it was brilliant for Trump to campaign on law and order. I'm going to bring back law and order. The sense of a right and a wrong, because I don't know about you, but for me, it was almost the world turned upside down, that there was no sense of right and wrong. That there was always, yes, it's wrong, but, and so it was okay in a certain situation. And I think that I would hope that we're not going to have that anymore. This idea of this is the law, you broke the law, that's it. And everybody being treated equally under the law. I think that will be really refreshing, as opposed to some people being more equal than others.
Well, I agree 100%, but I also, I am very thankful that Mr. Trump has come in support of our police department.
Yep.
Because that's our first safety in yep. this country, and we cannot lose that, and we have been losing that under Mr. Hussein Obama.
Absolutely, Hannah. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you listening to WMAL. Have a great day today.
5:21 Mornings on the Mall. Andrew is in D.C. We're talking about hope in the new administration. Andrew, what are you hopeful for?
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, can I say that? Let me say
yeah,
that.
You can
Merry
say
Christmas.
That. That's a great way to start the calls. I love it, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, if you may remember, I was on the radio with you the night that Mr. Trump won. And my hope is that you get a permanent slot on WMAL.
Oh, thank you. You join me for the post-election shows.
Yes, that's right. And your enthusiasm was so... it was hopeful. It was sincere. And we talked about our Catholic experiences, and you relate how you and your friends gathered with rosary beads.
Yes!
And,
we said the glorious mysteries of the rosary.
A crucifix, and I couldn't believe it. Now, in the aftermath, the opponents of the Trump victory are giving us a game of like Clue.
You know what, Andrew, we only have 10 seconds here. Go ahead, hurry up.
I get it. There are five different possible criminals who could have hacked. Which one is it going to be? And I think that's too much.
Andrew, we got to run. Thank you so much for the call. Great talking to you. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Mornings on the Mall, 5:22.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 5-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
It's 525 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center this morning.
All right, Virginia, not so bad of a start here on 66, looking good. Coming out of Gainesville, pushing up toward the Beltway, and then beyond and through Falls Church in Arlington. Nice and quiet ride, 395 over the 14th Street Bridge, 270 off to a pretty decent start as well. Now around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, lanes open, you're traveling at speed. So just enjoy the early morning ride there, 29 and 95 BW Parkway to the Beltway, quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The wind backing down as well as temperatures. Temperatures coming way down with the clouds mixing in with some sunshine eventually today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
33 degrees in Washington, 526. Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry off today. Mary Walter is here. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. And Mary, I would hope that at some point people give Donald Trump a chance. Just give him a chance.
And then that is one of the things that my more moderate liberal friends are saying, well, but I'll give him a chance. I'll see him, because they don't have any other choice. And I think that's part, again, of the seven stages of grief. Those people are starting to enter acceptance a little bit more. I'm trying to be accepting of their feelings. But I don't know about you, but when Obama was elected the first time, and then when he was elected the second time, I was apoplectic. However, I put my big girl panties on, and I went to work the next day. I didn't have time to stay in bed for 2 weeks like Eva Longoria and wallow in my misery. I had to go make money to pay for all his social programs.
Well, I was disappointed the first time with John McCain, disappointed again with Mitt Romney, but I got over it in several days and moved on.
Well, that's it. Listen, Romney, I knew Romney wasn't going to win, so he was a terrible candidate. He was a bad campaigner. And honestly, Trump campaigned the way Republicans needed to campaign. They're too nice. They take the high road, and Trump didn't do it, and that's why he won.
527, it's Mornings on the Mall. It is Monday. It is also the day the Electoral College will vote, as long as it doesn't get delayed.
It's Christmas!
We're going to talk about it next. WMAL.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
WMAL Mornings on the Mall. It's 529. Coming up, the Electoral College. What you need to know about today's vote. And also, do we want the drone back from China or not? We'll talk about it. Stay with us. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The results of the November presidential election become official today with the votes of the Electoral College. Quentin Kidd is a political science professor at Christopher Newport University.
It's a process like the College of Cardinals. So if anyone pays attention to how popes are selected, the Electoral College was really modeled in some ways after the College of Cardinals or after the Roman centurion selection of the Roman emperor. That was really, those are the two models that the founders used. So those were processes, not institutions.
The Electoral College vote has gotten more attention than usual this year because of the effort to try and persuade Donald Trump electors to vote for someone else instead. And Kidd thinks there may be more faithless electors than usual this year, but not enough to reverse the outcome of the election. The Chinese and U.S. militaries are having unimpeded talks over the return of a U.S. underwater drone taken by a Chinese naval vessel in the South China Sea last week. President-elect Trump has condemned China for taking the drone.
It is safe to say here, at least on the Chinese side of things, that the Chinese government, given their statements and what you're seeing in state media, not really happy so far with the take and the track of the incoming Trump administration.
Correspondent Matt Rivers. Republican Senator John McCain is joining Democrats in calling for a special select committee to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the election. The Redskins host the Carolina Panthers at FedEx tonight. Head coach Jay Gruden says the Panthers may not be as good as they were last year, but you still can't underestimate Cam Newton.
I think they've had to deal with some offensive line issues as far as injuries are concerned, so that's kind of hindered him a little bit. But he's still a great weapon, and he's still a major, major threat every time he gets the ball in his hands, which is every snap.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,843. The Nasdaq at 54,37. Sports, the Skins are getting ready to host the Panthers tonight. Yesterday, the Giants and Cowboys win. The Eagles lose to the Ravens. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, Howard wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including the exclusive Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footy. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten. Well, you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL. Did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new hearing dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for the most fearful patients. Trust me, it's really life-changing. Need another reason to call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry? They care deeply about the Fisher House Foundation and will donate $100 to the Fisher House for every new patient visit this month. So call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, weightlifters. You know what vascularity is? If not, don't bother listening to this incredible offer. Because Volcano from Force Factor is only for lifters who are serious about achieving shirt-ripping vascularity, where maximum muscle meets minimum body fat to make your veins explode. If you're ready to build legendary muscle and experience an unreal pump in the gym, we're going to give you a complimentary bottle of Volcano. Get yours before it's too late by texting PUMP to 321-321. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide-boosting supplement GNC struggles to keep in stock. World-class bodybuilders call it the secret to ultimate vascularity because Volcano delivers energy, power, intensity, and endurance to give you better drive and performance and faster recovery. Plus, a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. If you're ready to build serious muscle with Roadmap Vascularity, get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting PUMP to 321-321. Hurry, that's P-U-M-P to 321-321.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good is Maryland 95, Baltimore, Washington Parkway 29 down to the Beltway. Looks quiet. 270, bit of volume. We're definitely on the increase here with the slowdowns toward Urbana. And again, as you approach and pass the exit for 109 in the Hyattstown area, around the Beltway, you come off the 270 spur. If you're heading into Virginia, cross the Legion Bridge. Good in through Bethesda and Silver Spring. Quiet, 95, Virginia. Starting to see that heavy delays just starting to form as you head through Aquia. That seems to be about our slowest stretch. A little bit sluggish in Dale City to Woodbridge toward the Occoquan. 395, wide open. Good ride across the 14th Street Bridge. Do watch for the work crew still on DC 295 northbound at Benning Road. They take away the right lane. Again, that's northbound 295. Southbound, your lane's open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Gusty winds now backing down, still northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mixes in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid to upper 30s all day. 25 tonight, outside the Beltway, colder. Tuesday, sunny, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Arlington, 28 in Olney, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 536 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry are off today. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is with us this morning. And we are talking about the Electoral College. They will meet today. So, where is the Electoral College? It is in every state and the District of Columbia. There's a campus in every state and in D.C. And, Mary, you know, it used to be that there'd be a presidential election and then you wouldn't hear anything about the Electoral College until the evening news and they'd say the Electoral College convened today and confirmed the election results. I've never heard so much about the Electoral College until the past several weeks.
Well, do you remember, and I'm sure you do, during the primary, during the primaries, when we were talking about electors started to get some notice. We started talking about who are these people and how do they become electors, and they get, and we talked about the great perks these guys get. So it's worth it to be an elector because it's a pretty easy job, and if there's any kind of contention when people are trying to get their votes, they can accept gifts, and they can accept, you know, rides in private jets and limos and this and that and everything else and dinners and Broadway shows. They've got a pretty sweet deal. I don't think any of them ever thought they were going to wind up in this position when they signed up.
Where Martin Sheen would single you out in a video?
I would so wear that as a badge of honor. Am I the only person? I absolutely would wear that as a badge. Out of hell with Martin Sheen.
Now, do you know who the elector in chief is? Do you know that Bill Clinton is a New York elector this year?
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I had no idea.
Well, so they're chosen. The electors are chosen by their state political parties.
Right, okay.
So, you know, he's a popular guy in New York.
Okay. Wouldn't it be funny if he doesn't vote for Hillary?
Ooh. Ouch.
So, who's the elector in chief? Is he the guy with the hat?
No, I'm just saying Bill Clinton's the
elector in chief. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So how do they go through this process? They don't all travel to Washington, D.C.
No, there are electors in each state.
Okay.
And they have
a number of electors that equals the number of representatives and the senators in Congress. Okay. So there are 538 in total, okay. And those extra three electors come from D.C. So they will meet today in their respective states. Typically, it takes place at the state capitol. They cast two votes, one for president and one for vice president.
So they don't have to pick. They could pick Donald Trump for president. They could vote for Donald Trump, cast their electoral vote for Donald Trump, and then cast their vice presidential vote for someone else?
For Joe Biden, right.
I had no idea.
Hey, things we didn't know about the Electoral College.
Wow.
So they cast their two votes, one for president, one for vice president. I mean, theoretically, if they're representing their constituency, they're going to vote for Trump and Pence.
Right.
They
right.
then prepare what is called a certificate of vote. Okay. That has the results. They mail that via courier to the National Archives. It becomes part of the National Archives official records, and they also mail a copy to Congress.
Okay.
So the question that comes down, the big question du jour, is do the electors have to vote according to the popular vote results in their states? And the answer to that is not necessarily.
It depends on the state, right?
Well, at least one elector has said he's going to buck the party and will not vote for Mr. Trump. So one elector is saying that, and there's nothing in the Constitution or in federal law that binds electors to vote a particular way.
But isn't there state law? I know, for instance, Texas does not have any kind of penalty for a faithless elector. But some states do, but it's not much. It's like a $1,000 fine, because back when they put this law into effect, $1,000 would have sent you to the poorhouse. Now it's like, no problem.
It does vary from state to state.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting. So if the faithless elector that votes against the state's result, he could be fined, could be disqualified, could be replaced. Now, okay. No elector has ever been prosecuted for doing this, but then again, almost every elector has always voted with his state results in the past.
But these are weird times.
Exactly.
These are really weird times. I could see someone being prosecuted for this, can't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Supreme Court has not weighed in on whether pledges and the related penalties are constitutional. This is like a novel.
This
is like an episode of 24. It just keeps getting better and better and better, right?
But here's the thing. We all know that he's going to get it, right?
Well, I don't know. Here's what Don Beyer has to say. We're going to talk to Congressman Don Beyer later on this morning, but here's what he's talking about.
We basically asked the intelligence community and the president to declassify as much as possible without giving up sources and methods so that the electors can make a good decision.
He wants a briefing for the electors prior to the Electoral College vote being taken. So he's been trying to delay the electoral vote.
Go ahead. I have a question.
Now, we're going to talk to Don Beyer later on this morning and get right to the source. But that's what he's been trying to do, and other people who just can't seem to accept the results of this election.
Yes, so let's indulge them. whenever I hear these people saying, well, we want the electors to be briefed about, you know, Russia's involvement in the hack, they don't have security clearances, so the intelligence community can't tell them anything. They haven't even prepared a report for Congress yet.
Exactly.
So this is ridiculous, and they don't have, even if they had prepared a report for Congress, they don't possess the required security clearances. So,
exactly.
This is stupid, right?
Exactly. So President Obama has said that he told Vladimir to cut it out, and Vladimir cut out the hacking in September. That's what the president said. No one in the intelligence community has said that there were any vote tabulation problems, that any of the voting machines or voting process of the votes, none of that was compromised. None of that was hacked. So my question is, what's the problem here? What would they expect to find in an intelligence briefing that would upend the entire election? And we're going to ask Congressman Beyer that later on.
I can tell you right now, The answer is nothing. They found nothing. This is all just to delegitimize the Trump presidency, to put a big question mark on it, because they are a bunch of big whiny babies. That's what it's about.
Exactly. 5:44, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Coalition aircraft destroyed 14 tanks and other equipment in Syria, which had previously been captured by Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant forces. The attacks occurred during daylight hours from late morning to early evening last Thursday. Three artillery systems, two ISIL-held buildings, two tactical vehicles, and an air defense artillery system were also destroyed in the strike. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway and Greenbelt. Keep alert. I'm looking at traffic up at speed. I'm not seeing any delays. We had a minor crash on the outer loop northbound at Kenilworth Avenue 201, quickly over to the shoulder. So when you come around that stretch, you might be slightly distracted. We don't want that to be a second accident. Again, outer loop at Kenilworth, the shoulder. 270 through Abandon, Hyattstown. A little bit of that stop and go. No problems report, Virginia. 95, but the normal delay is starting to form in that stretch. For Metro Rail, Green Line, they're having some troubles. They have a broken down work unit. As a result, Green Line train, Green Line commuters expect delays. They're single tracking between Georgia Avenue and Fort Totten. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Gusty winds now backing down. Still northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mixes in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid to upper 30s all day. 25 tonight outside the Beltway, colder. Tuesday, sunny, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 33 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the American Red Cross.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
WMAL, Mornings on the Mall. It's Monday. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is in. Brian and Larry have the day off today. And we've heard all about the drone this weekend. Well, what exactly happened? Well, probably depends on who you talk to as to what they say exactly happened. Now, a ministry spokesman for China issued a statement late Saturday, said that a Chinese Navy lifeboat discovered the quote-unquote unknown device in the South China Sea on Thursday. The defense ministry in China said that after verifying that the device was an American unmanned device, quote, China decided to transfer it to the U.S. through appropriate means.
Oh, that's so nice. You mean they found it and they were going to return it to their owner?
That's what they say.
Oh, that's so nice.
Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook confirmed that, quote, through direct engagement with Chinese authorities, we have secured an understanding that the Chinese will return the UUV to the U.S. That's an unmanned underwater vehicle, by the way. So, Ms. Walter?
Yes, dear.
Mr. Trump has a different opinion.
I'm sure he does.
So he took to Twitter on Saturday, and he says the U.S. should just let China keep the unmanned underwater glider that it seized in the South China Sea. Donald Trump says, quote, we should tell China that we don't want the drone. They stole back. Let them keep it. That was his tweet.
Well, it's hilarious. How practical is that? I mean, is he just assuming that they've already gotten all the information off of it that they want, and that's why they're now returning it to us? They're like, here, we took everything, but you can have it back now?
Exactly, yes. We have taken all of the software that we can rip off and everything else, and, you know, now you can have it back.
Now, I want to know, in order to get it back, did Obama threaten to tell someone's mother on them? just curious, how did that happen, that they gave it back?
No, he told the Chinese to cut it out, and they did.
Stop it!
Well, it's interesting, because the officials at the Pentagon say the drone was seized Thursday while collecting unclassified scientific data.
Oh, it was scientific about global warming, I betcha.
Probably so. So they say it was seized. China said the reason its military seized the glider was because they wanted to ensure the safe navigation of passing ships.
And I'm sure they wanted to make sure that no one else took it.
And got the information out of it.
Right. You know what they basically did was they found a wallet on the sidewalk. And they went through the wallet. They've maxed out the credit cards. They took all the money out of it. They've stolen the identity of the person, you know, from the license in it. But they're going to give it back now.
I like the leather, right?
Exactly. Here, I thought this was valuable. You should have this back.
Amazing. Well, this one might go away. We'll see. Trump says let him keep it.
Yeah. And again, I think Trump is being very Trump about the entire thing. If he were president, I don't think he would be tweeting about this. I just don't. And I may be wrong, but I think that once he becomes president, you're not going to see him tweet about a drone with China. It's just not going to happen. Or maybe that's the businessman in him coming out going, you know what? It's a drone. We'll make another one.
It's 5:50 on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Jim Carafano about Putin and Russia, and also Trevor Maddich on the Redskins' Monday Night Football.
Today's the big day, folks. The Electoral College will vote to officially elect the 45th president. The outcome is not in doubt. The AP tried to reach all 538 electors and got hold of 330 of them. AP concludes that an anti-Trump revolt is not going to happen. Boo-hoo. They tried. The liberals tried. The electors say their email accounts and their phone lines have been swamped. Their mailboxes have been stuffed with handwritten letters. They have heard from tens of thousands of Hillary supporters begging, pleading, threatening them to change their votes. Some of the harassed electors are not even Trump supporters, but they feel bound by duty, by history, by party loyalty, and the law to cast their votes for Trump and reflect the will of their states. Meet Hector Maldonado, Republican elector. He's a Mexican immigrant and an Army veteran who now serves in Missouri's National Guard. He supported Ted Cruz. He told the AP he took an oath to fulfill his duties in the Army, but his first oath on becoming a U.S. citizen was to support the Constitution. And he's proud to keep his promises and execute his oath. Since the election, the left has held violent protests in the streets. They've cried, they've moaned all over the drive-by media, and they've come up with this pressure campaign on electors. After today, it's time for them to accept the fact that they lost. But they won't. You mark my words, they won't.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/connect. That's ZipRecruiter.com/connect.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Minoxidil is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
5:55 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And watching the Maryland Beltway in Greenbelt. Just watch your step here as you're heading toward College Park on that outer loop as you pass and approach 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Had a single vehicle crash that was along the left side. Just the briefest of delays. Work crews still out on DC 295 northbound as you approach Benning Road. One lane blocked southbound. Travel lanes open. Fire department activity closes portion of Water Street in Southeast D.C. between 12th and M Streets. That's Water Street near the 11th Street Bridge area. Virginia, you're quiet around the Beltway, looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running some colder air in now. Rain's done, and so is the wind. The wind will continue to back down through the morning hours. Clouds eventually to some sunshine. Temperatures mid to upper 30s all day. Overnight tonight, decreasing clouds, 25. Colder suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 33 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer, valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device.
Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-4413. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413.
Coming up on WMAL, Obama versus Putin. We'll talk with Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. It's Christmas time. It's holiday season. What are you getting for your child's teacher? And if you're a teacher, have you gotten some cool gifts? We'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk about it right after the 6 o'clock news. Call us now, 888-630-WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We cast our votes for president in November, but the